Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Farming is more than a livelihood. It's a legacy. Simplot was founded by a hardworking farmer like you over 90 years ago, and we've been growing America's farms for generations. With local crop advisors grounded in your success, Simplot Grower Solutions is in your fields and by your side. We dig in deep to pinpoint what you need, where you need it, when you need it, even when the forecast is unpredictable. Find your local crop advisor at SimplotGrowerSolutions.com.
Hey cattle producers, Superior Livestock is proud to present their Video Royale sale all week long out of Winnemucca, Nevada. They're offering 180,320 head this week. On Friday, August 4th, it'll be Region 3, 4, 5, 6 wean calves and calves on cows. That includes Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, and more. The video auction will start each day at 10 a.m. Central Time. All this week, Superior's Video Royale out of Winnemucca, Nevada. Check out details at SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, USDA Rural Development has given Oklahoma grants totaling more than $4.6 million to assist 12 communities in expanding access to health care as part of the president's Investing in American agenda. I had the opportunity to sit down with Director Kenneth Korn to talk a little bit more about these grants.
One of the things the president had talked to us about is making sure that people have access to health care no matter where they live, no matter what their zip code is. And this is an attempt by us at USDA to follow the president's direction to ensure that's being done. And so this is our second round of grants that total $4.6 million this time out of about $11.2 that Oklahoma received. And it's for money that's going to rural healthcare systems, whether it be hospitals or ambulances or clinics, anything like that that could be used to help fill the gap out there in our communities to make sure our people that live in rural areas or getting access to care.
Korn also talked about some other grants that are available for Oklahoma producers.
Well, right now we have what's called the Rural Energy for America program. And it is a very good grant program for small businesses located in a rural area or an ag producer who can show that 50% of their income comes from the farm. That money actually can be used to do energy efficiencies to their businesses. So say if you're a small business, if you needed new lights inside the facility, insulation or new roof, windows, doors, a new piece of equipment that's more energy efficient, HVAC units, anything that you can show through an assessment that you can use less energy, it could potentially qualify for this grant, and it's up to 50%. But energy efficiencies, I think the max grant on that one is $500,000. But if you're looking at renewables, it could be up to $1 million on that type of thing. And renewables could be wind or solar or geothermal, anything like that. It's a really good program because a lot of folks needed to be able to do some upgrades anyhow. And this is a way they can get 50% of it paid for. So we're really encouraging people to apply for that. We're doing it in rounds. This current round we're in will close September 30th. There'll be another round that'll be introduced and open on October 1, and that one will close December 31st. So we're doing it in quarters, but I would encourage people to apply for that.
To look at any of these grants, you can go to rd.usda.gov. To hear my complete conversation with Director Kenneth Korn, you can go to oklahomafarmreport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.